Rabbi Joseph Telushkin has lectured throughout the United States on the positive and negative impact of words. He often asks his audience if they can go 24 hours without saying any unkind words about or to another person. Within each audience, only a few people raise their hands, and then this is what he tells them. All of you who can't answer yes must recognize how serious a problem you have. Because if I asked you to go for 24 hours without drinking liquor, and you said I can't do that, I'd tell you then you must recognize you're probably an alcoholic. And if I asked you to go 24 hours without smoking a cigarette or drinking coffee, and you said impossible, that would mean that you're addicted to nicotine or caffeine. Similarly, if you can't go 24 hours without saying unkind words about or to others, then you've lost control over your tongue. We have a tongue issue because we have a heart issue. And every person's heart is faced with a serious issue, and that's called sin. It isn't until the heart is changed that our words will change. And the only one who can change our heart and fix the sin issue is God. Romans 3 reminds us that all of humanity has a sin issue that needs to be fixed. We have already made the charge, the Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. That's verses 9 and 10 of Romans 3. No one is righteous, he says, not even one. Regarding sin in the world, Reinhold Niebuhr said something profound. Most of the evil in this world doesn't come from evil people. It comes from people who consider themselves good. We are all sinners, and no one is good. A British newspaper editor once asked G.K. Chesterton, "What's wrong with the world?" Without missing a beat, Chesterton replied simply, "I am." Chesterton realized that sin is devastating to the individual and to humanity. How devastating? Charles Finney was right when he said sin is the most expensive thing in the universe. If it is forgiven sin, it costs God his son. If it's unforgiven sin, it costs the sinner his soul and an eternity in hell. But this is the incredible part. Right after Paul reminds us that we are all under sin and that no one is excluded from this pronouncement, he makes a huge revelation and shows us where sin shows up consistently. You have to pay attention to it. Remember, Paul has just stated in Rome in verse 10 that there is none righteous, no, not one. Now we come to verses 11 through 15. Here it is. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips, and their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness, and their feet are swift to shed blood. The Apostle Paul lists five different parts of the body that are the most common vehicles of sin. Here they are: throat, tongue, lips, mouth, and feet. Ready for this? And four of those five body parts are related to the tongue. Wow, that small member of our body is the biggest dispenser of our sin nature. Our mouths can be used to destroy lives. Adolf Hitler's manifesto was Mein Kampf. Someone once calculated every word in that book and said for every word, Hitler killed 320 lives. That calculates to 60 million people died in World War II, and that book was 187,000 words. His words killed millions of people. Whatever is in your heart will find its way to the place where sin shows up the most. That's why we need God in our hearts and sin out of our hearts. A.W. Tozer said it like this: what's closest to your heart is what you talk about. And if God is close to your heart, you'll talk about him. We need God in our hearts today.